Dalen Bullock, Vice President, Academic and Student Experience.
When is the first day of classes for Olds College?
There's programming that takes place throughout the year, but our largest intake of students is the fall semester, which starts this next Tuesday following the long weekend. We do have some apprenticeship programs that have started even this week, and we have a number of athletes that have been on campus for a couple of weeks as they're preparing for their upcoming seasons.
Yeah, we've seen the athletes arrive here, and of course the golf tournament was a couple of Fridays ago there, so it's a nice time of year to get introduced to everybody. Other than that, what types of things have been happening for your students before arriving and for your staff?
We're busily preparing for the arrival of students that takes place next week. We have a number of students moving into our residence over the weekend, and we have a number of activities that are planned for this upcoming week that the Student Association and the College have planned, a number of orientation events and social events kind of designed to help students make some connections, feel comfortable on campus, and get off to kind of a good start for the year.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Any new programs or opportunities that you're excited about for the fall semester?
Well, we are thrilled in regard to the construction progress on our new trades facility. While it's not going to be completed until next spring, a portion of the building is actually completed, and so we're having classes that actually started this past week in that new space. And so we're looking forward to the additional trades programming that we're going to have as a result of this building and the expanded presence on campus. We also are looking forward to, as we're launching our new Olds College Ag Group, which is a unified approach to all of our competitive agricultural teams. So this includes our Broncos Rodeo, our Red Angus and Sheep Showing teams, along with a new agronomy team, along with some international agricultural opportunities. So we're looking forward to this new launch and the opportunities that this will bring to students outside of the classroom. And maybe lastly, I will just mention that, you know, due to demand, we've actually been able to increase the number of students that will take into our equine massage and therapy certificate, along with our environmental science and technology diploma. So we're happy with the demand for those particular programs.
Yeah, and maybe if you could just do one follow-up on ag kind of restructuring there, you know, why is this the right time to do that?
Well, we want to be able to create an opportunity for our students to be engaged in hands-on activities. And whether it be rodeo, whether it be working with our purebred Red Angus herd, or whether it be with our sheep, we want to be able to provide those hands-on experience for these students and be able to help them get out and go to different competitions and events and be able to showcase the college, but also for them to have that experience in doing that.
That's great. At this stage of things, do you have a rough idea as to what your enrollment numbers will look like for this school year?
Official numbers aren't in yet, but we anticipate probably an enrollment number of total students around 3,800 for the year, and that would include our students that are in full-time programming, but also students that are taking dual credit programs, along with apprentice that will come in for their training over the course of the year.
Geez, that's a big number. How does that compare to previous years?
Well, that would be similar, maybe slightly up on the domestic student side. We're down on the international student side. And again, some of these students will just be part-time students, and but we're looking probably around 1,800, what we would call a full load equivalent, where we have students that are here for the entire academic year.
Great. And lastly, any key events that the college has planned in the next few weeks that you would like the public and community members here in Olds to know about?
Yes, we actually have our open house that is scheduled for October 2nd and 3rd. And this is an opportunity for anyone that wants to come on campus to be able to have tours of the campus, be able to talk with staff and faculty, get to learn more about our programs, and a number of exciting things that are taking place on campus. And so anybody, well, and also there's we waive our application fees during those 2 days. So those who are thinking about coming to the college in the future, it's a great time to apply as there's no application fees. So there's more information on our website for those that are interested in that. And maybe one additional thing, this is a busy time for us on the college as we prepare for harvest. The college farm is a big piece of the college, and we'll be starting harvest here shortly.
Yeah, it is a crazy time here each fall, but a great, exciting time as well. So thanks so much for sharing all that great information with us today.
You bet. Thank you so much, Galen, for the opportunity.